Welcome to Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read. My name is Raina Menashe, and I'll be your host for this segment. Today I'm interviewing Simonetta Carr, award-winning author of Christian biography series for young readers, published by Reformation Heritage Books. My guest has also written an historical novel on Olympia Morata, as well as articles for newspapers and magazines around the world. A native Italian, she's instructor, translator, and the author of the Italian section of How to Pronounce French, German, and Italian Wine Names, with Luminosa Publishing in San Diego. Welcome, Simonetta. It's a pleasure having you on Bookshelf.
I'm very glad to be here. Thank you.
Let's begin with your latest book, Anselm of Canterbury. It won the Best Biography in the 2014 San Diego Book Awards. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And first prize at the 2014 Athanatos Christian Book Awards. The Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy calls this man the outstanding Christian philosopher and theologian of the 11th century. That's a quote. What made you choose to write about him in particular, and why for children?
Well, going back to 2008, when I started this Christian biographies for young readers, the whole idea behind it was I wanted to produce a series that was similar to good quality and factual biographies that you find in bookstores, normally about artists, musicians, mm-hmm. presidents. But I wanted to do something about the development of Christian thought and to help my children and other children to understand what they believed and mm-hmm. why. So Anselm fits very well in this context. He's mostly remembered for a book he wrote, which is entitled Cur Deus Homo. It means Why the God-Man. So, for example, at Christmas, we talk or sing about God becoming man, a mm-hmm. baby in a manger. And I don't know how many people really stop and think why, if God wanted to save mankind, why did he have to do it that way? And Anselm answered that question. Mm-hmm. Before him, there were other answers. They were not as thorough, and they were not as consistent with the biblical message. His answer became the foundation for most Christian historical creeds and confessions. So it's very important what he said to understand one of the most basic tenets of the Christian faith. And I think it's an interesting question for children. I don't know if they've ever wondered, but maybe they will.
And what year did he live in?
Anselm lived in the 11th century.
Is it difficult to do the research on something that happened so long ago?
I don't think it was difficult. It was very interesting. It took a long time because I didn't know anything about that time period. I knew more about the Renaissance, mm-hmm. Less about this time period, but it was fascinating.
I bet. I know the illustrations in the book, they're very realistic and they're really beautiful. What's it like working with illustrators? I know that you have more than one. Mm-hmm. Your principal illustrator is Matt Abraxas. Do you discuss and plan the art ahead of time? How do you decide what to show? And how do you choose the details of such a long ago period?
Well, Matt Abraxas is my main illustrator, and he is an incredible artist, but is also very easy to work with.
That's a good thing.
Yes. So what happens, I write the manuscript, and I also write about 12 illustrations, write the suggestions oh. of mm-hmm. What 12 illustrations could be. And he makes two sketches for each illustration, two different views of the same scene. Mm-hmm. And then we discuss it, and we share our ideas which one would be mm-hmm. best. And then once that's decided, then we do the research pretty much together. He does a lot of research, and then sometimes he sends me an email and mm-hmm. says, I can't really figure this out. And if neither of us can figure it out, I normally have at least two experts that I consult for each book. And so I bounce the idea back to them. And
these are actual paintings, are they not?
These are actual oil paintings.
Oil paintings.
Yes, yes.
That's why they're so realistic.
Yes.
Well, I know that, as you mentioned, that this is geared towards a specific population, Christian young readers. Do you also hope to reach a broader audience, or is this really targeted to this?
Actually, I am writing with a broader audience in mind. Mm-hmm. So I try to be very factual and as impartial as one can be. For example, this particular book can give an idea of a phase in the development of relationship between church and state, which is very important. Yes. And in Europe, actually, children study this time period and these issues because it's part of European history. But I think it has a great impact on American history. So,
what are some of the other biographies in the series?
Okay,
can you tell us some of the names?
Yes. So it's John Calvin, Augustine, John Owen, John Knox, Lady Jane Grey.
Oh, that's a famous one.
That's a famous one. Yeah, and Athanasius.
And what about your historical novel? You say that it's about an interesting character from the Italian Reformation. Mm-hmm. How is that book different from your biographies, and which do you enjoy more?
Yeah, that book, it's actually entitled Weight of a Flame.
Weight of a Flame.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about Olympia Morata. She was an Italian Protestant humanist, and she was a child prodigy of her day. Mm. So it's an interesting story. It's written more for young adults.
Okay.
But it covers her life pretty much from maybe 14, 16 years of age till she died, which was very young. Olympia died just before her 30th birthday. When I had to write that story, being a historical fiction, I had to imagine a lot of things to fill in the gaps, which I don't do with these books. In these books, in the Christian biographies, the only time we use imaginations is in the illustrations, because
right.
we have to imagine how the scene
right.
looked. But in a historical novel, I had to fill a lot of other gaps. And I don't feel too comfortable with that.
Okay.
That's why I wrote only one.
Okay. But you also write, I mean, how does this fit in with your writing about wine? Do you enjoy that part of your writing career?
Well, that was just a friend of mine asked me to do the Italian section of that book. So that had more to do with my training as an Italian instructor.
Right.
So I had to write the pronunciation. But yes, wine is a very enjoyable
and
part.
And do we have a rich wine background history product in San Diego? How are we doing in that area?
Oh, I think California wine is very good.
Oh,
yeah.
Yay. That's good to hear. One last question. What's the next thing that you're writing? Is it the next biography or your next project in general?
So I just turned in one manuscript, which would be published in October, and it's Jonathan Edwards. And then I'm already writing for another book for next year, which is Marie Durand. She's French Protestant. And it's a very interesting story to the time in the 18th century France, so totally different time period. And I've also started something a little different for Chicago Press. I'm writing a biography on Michelangelo,
that's
people.
Interesting.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Our time is up, but I really appreciate your joining us.
Thank you so much.
If you would like more information on Simonetta Carr and her work, please visit her website at www.cbfyr.com. Again, this is Raina Menashe, and you have been listening to East County Magazine's Bookshelf, bringing you stories of local literary luminaries and some great books to read.